in her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight.
People be listening. We got some lists. We addressed a couple of them in the first hour of the show. If you missed any of that, of course, you can always find it on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. That will include, of course, our conversation with Adam Schefter, where he talked a lot about Micah Parsons. Okay, but the next list that I want to get to this morning, guys, is not as favorable, because the lists that we were talking about were Green Bay as the number two team in the NFC, and of course, you know, all the wide receivers are the best, some of the best in the league, which Gabe pushed back on. But this list is about the quarterbacks that you would like to build your franchise around. Once again, our friends over at The Athletic did a little polling. NFL coaches, 31 NFL coaches and executives, okay? Now, there is one funny thing that pops on this list, and that is that Bo Nix got one vote. So, Gabe, what was the general thought?
Shout out to Sean Payton for conducting this interview not in anonymity, or at least giving himself away.
Chewy, in a shocking development, I'll have you guess who the top three, if you're starting a franchise from scratch, who are the top three quarterbacks that you would take? Go ahead and give them to me.
Mahomes, Allen, Lamar.
Ooh, actually, plot twist.
Oh, probably Burrow.
It is Burrow.
There you go.
Lamar a little bit further down on the list.
Lamar's five.
Like, he's won how many MVPs?
He should have won his third last year. I don't understand the continuous disrespect of Lamar Jackson in this league. I don't get it.
So would you have replaced Joe Burrow with Lamar?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the order?
Josh Allen, 23 votes. Patrick Mahomes, 19 votes. Joe Burrow, 19 votes. And then Jaden Daniels, 13.
That's pretty
Lamar Jackson,
ahead of Lamar.
That's so crazy. Maybe it's the youth element of it. Maybe it's that he had incredible production so early on, and they think that the sky's the limit when it comes to Jaden Daniels. But I want to use him as the barometer here, because the thing that we noticed is Jordan Love is nowhere to be found on this list. Nowhere to be found. Cam Ward is on the list. Trevor Lawrence is on the list. Baker Mayfield, CJ Stroud, Drake May, Justin Herbert also on the list. Jordan Love is not. What would Jordan Love have to do this season, guys, for him to get consideration as you're starting a franchise from scratch? Who are the top three quarterbacks that you would take to start said franchise? Chew?
Make a legit Pro Bowl, not an alternate one of the guys. Doesn't even have to be. You're saying just get on the list?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go to a Pro Bowl.
I mean, Gabe, I suppose if they asked Matt LaFleur, maybe, and Matt LaFleur had the loyalty that Sean Payton does, maybe that's all it would take.
I think he's got to win a Super Bowl.
To get on the list?
Yeah.
Are you saying top five on the list
to get on the list?
Because the question is...
He didn't get a single vote, guys.
Who are the top three quarterbacks you'd take is the question, right? So, you know, Bo Nix got a vote, probably a third place vote, but a vote. Same thing with Cam Ward, Trevor Lawrence. I think he's got to win a Super Bowl, because you know who else isn't on this list? The guy who won the Super Bowl last year. Jalen Hurts isn't on this list. Jalen Hurts didn't get a single vote. So I think for Jordan to do it, like if Jordan goes to an NFC championship game, probably not enough. You're going to have to go and win a Super Bowl.
Hurts isn't on the list?
Hurts is not on this list.
Huh.
Again, to me, if you're voting for anyone other than Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, or Jackson, I got a lot of questions about you.
Well, again, let's talk about the distinction between Jalen Hurts and some of these other guys who are on the list. Jalen Hurts, of course, as we have seen him do, has the ability to run. Now, Josh Allen does as well, which is where I was like, oh, because my brain immediately was like, well, maybe these guys are traditional pocket passer executives where they just want somebody to stand back there and distribute the ball, not put themselves in harm's way by getting outside of the pocket. But then Josh Allen is number one on the list. Now, different type of body, a little bit more sturdy,
a tank of a human being.
Than Jalen Hurts. So maybe that's it. I want to give these executives the benefit of the doubt and say they're probably considering all of the things. But I keep coming back to Jaden Daniels, guys. What did Jaden Daniels do in year one that supersedes what Jordan Love has done with injuries, you know, that have certainly affected his production at times? Where he is getting such consideration, guys. Again, 13 votes, good for fourth on this list.
Yeah, again, the athleticism that he has behind him, you know, I mean, running the way that he did last year for nearly 900 yards on top of it. He took a roster that was, and they made some additions, but they took a roster that nobody thought was any good last year going into the season to an NFC championship game. And that's something that Jordan can't do. Jordan can't do what Jaden Daniels did because the Packers roster around him has too much respect around the league, especially now that you've added Micah Parsons. Like, so I think that's where a lot of the respect for Jaden Daniels comes from is, oh, you have the success. A lot of that credit goes to the quarterback, and you look at the rest of that roster and go, kind of an older roster, not a very good roster. How do they make an NFC championship game?
I wonder if they're thinking Love is what he is now, and he's not going to be any better.
It's possible.
Because he is going into his sixth year. I wonder if the perception is he has hit his ceiling already. Where Hurts, I think people think Hurts is weird.
Yes, they do think he is weird. That is correct.
And I'm saying from that standpoint, they're like, I really don't want, because the list is who would you build your franchise around, right? That's the list.
You're starting a franchise. Who are the top three quarterbacks you
I don't think
pick?
They want weird.
What do you mean by weird? Like personality-wise?
Yeah, personality-wise. I've heard things. Not that he's a bad guy. Like Romeo Doubs.
Quirky.
Romeo Doubs is a little... Because I was talking to people this weekend, and Doubs came up, and they're like, the guy just shows weird emotion. Like, you score a touchdown, and you're like, don't really celebrate with your teammates at all. Just...
Yeah.
Not a bad thing. It's just who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just different. It's different.
I'm weird. You guys, when you three text... together, and I'm not included
never
on the
happens.
List.
How often do you think that the three of us are texting about you on this fictitious text chain?
I know people at the radio. The telephone company. I still got connections. So, I think that's, with Love. I think
I don't think
just
any
like,
one of us has Cellcom, by the way.
I was thinking Bell.
So, just to put some numbers to this.
Bell!
Lunatics.
I didn't see it coming.
Weird. I'm weird.
I'm looking at Jaden Daniels' 2024 stats. Mm-hmm. He had a 69% completion percentage, 3,500 yards, give or take, average of 7.4, 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. His rating was 100.1. If you pull up Jordan Love's, now they're not going to be exact because I don't have the ESPN one in front of me. I suppose I could pull it up. But like his completion percentage is lower, 63, 64, 66, 58, season by season. But last year he came pretty close on the yards with 33 and some change. So, you got 200 yards. That's what is that, a half a football for some of these guys? Like 25 touchdowns, 11. His rating was 96. Last year when he was injured, the numbers are not that dramatic, unless you just sit there and go, the completion percentage, I can't. Because, unfortunately, Jordan Love's completion percentage, Gabe, is going to be affected by the drops by his wide receivers. Yeah. And we talked about how it was one of the worst in the league.
For Daniels, the big separator for him and Jordan is the nearly 900 yards rushing he had.
So is your argument that he should be on the list or he's better than Daniels?
No, my argument is Jaden Daniels has 1 year of data. And people are like, I'm starting my franchise with that guy. Jordan Love has several, including that stretch, where we all saw him beat lights out, the best that we have seen him, and then go on to beat Dallas in the playoffs. It doesn't feel like that is getting considered. I'm not saying he should be on the list. I'm saying, what does he need to do to be on the list, to get some consideration? Or, hear me out, are the drawbacks /negative/warts of Jordan Love so significant in people's minds, whether it's the footwork, whether it's the downfield accuracy, which has fluctuated, is that so significant that it gives people pause, that it gives NFL executives pause, Gabe?
Maybe a little bit. But again, with Daniels, I think the lack of data points makes him somebody that probably helps him have the 13, because we haven't seen those warts. It's like when a prospect, his junior year of college, just lights the world on fire and he should come out, but then he doesn't. He goes back for that senior year, struggles,
Olive
and now
Garden.
it goes from being a first round pick to
what
a second
did you
round
say?
Pick.
I thought you said Olive Garden.
Ollie Gordon.
Oh,
he won the Doak Walker and then he was like a sixth round pick.
Yeah.
Should have came out.
Yeah.
Especially at that position.
Uh-huh.
Never go back for your senior year
and
as
a
running
back.
You got
a DUI and yes, things happen.
But I think that's one of the things. If Jaden Daniels struggles this year or takes a little bit of a step back, because I'm willing to bet even though C.J. Stroud got 2 votes this year, if they did this a year ago, C.J. Stroud threw the roof. through the roof.
Coming off of that season.
I just think it's the ceiling. I think these people think that this is what Jordan Love's going to be.
They think they have enough data points on Jordan Love. We saw him do those good things, but I also saw him throw that weird interception where he's running out of bounds and just flips it to the Lions defensive lineman.
And that's bad decision making. So if we pull on that thread shoe and we look at 31 executives who have been asked, if you were starting your franchise, who are your three quarterbacks you would start a franchise with, and Jordan Love doesn't even sniff the list, does that give you any concern? Are there things that these NFL executives are seeing? Is the jury out still, or have they made the decision on him and he is what he is and that's all that he is?
It gives me concern, but I've seen what he can do. So it's kind of on the staff to get him back to what you did. Because it's in there. It's just someone's got to get it out of you. Like Stroud, he hasn't hit his ceiling yet.
Probably
I'm not saying
not.
Love has. I'm saying that's the perception. But Stroud, no. Clearly Daniels. Who else is on the list?
Trevor Lawrence.
What the hell's he doing there?
He might be still living off of what he did in college.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Well, it's high time that ship sailed.
You think? How many years in is he? Four?
At least.
I think this is year... Was he in the same draft as Jordan? Was he in 2020 draft?
He might have been. He might have been that first pick.
Yeah,
overall. I think the Jordan Love thing's pretty simple. He's overaged for his amount of experience after sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, and he's proven to be inconsistent thus far.
Yes.
I don't think these people, when looking at the list, are really banking in, well, he played with an injury, and the guys around him had some drop issues, and maybe the talent level wasn't up to where it needs to be. He has some pretty big mistakes and pretty big moments, and then you look at his stats, and you're kind of underwhelmed. Could this change next year? If Jordan Love goes out and is an MVP finalist, then he's probably one of these guys that are obviously below the top
Allen,
three.
Allen, Mahomes, right. Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a kind of a confluence of what we saw happen and the factors that go into where Jordan Love is right now.
Jen, is Herbert on the list?
No. Yes. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He has four votes. He's behind Lamar. He's number six.
I mean, are you taking Herbert or Love?
I'll take my chances with Love.
Because now, I mean, if anyone needs to get off the pot, it's Herbert. Yeah,
they're kind of interchangeable to me, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, the only difference is I've seen Jordan Love like perform very well in a playoff game, and it seems like whenever the playoffs come around, Herbert just
disappears. Yeah.
He fills his shorts.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, and maybe, look, guys, maybe some of it is personality. I think you make a good point about Herbert, because when I see Herbert and I see Jordan, I think their personalities are similar. Kind of like an under-the-radar guy, just wants to go out and play football, doesn't really, not a lot of flash, you know. Certainly there is talent there. But it is so interesting to me that some of these guys are getting consideration and Jordan is not. And what I'm trying to figure out is, he's not getting any consideration, if it's because of the things that he has done or the things that he needs to stop doing. And that's where Ron and the Key comes in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. It's not about what Jordan needs to do. It's about what he needs to stop doing. He's got to stop throwing very bad interceptions. He has to stop being inaccurate. Unfortunately, he's never going to rush like most of these guys. So honestly, he has no chance to be on this list. Is that it? Is it the fantasy footballification of the NFL? Where these guys are looking at it. But to your point, where's Hurts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that Hurts isn't on this list makes me wonder if it was just, 31 coaches and executives who also think the Packers have the best receivers in the league.
Do you think they just forgot about him? They were like, oh, yeah, Jordan Love, yeah. Well.
Didn't you say Cam Ward is on the list?
Got one vote.
Let us not forget.
Cam Ward could be anything.
Let us not forget there is a significant portion of NFL executives and coaches who are no better than an armchair evaluator. They consistently are making terrible decisions when it comes to selecting quarterbacks and guys they're playing and guys that they put high hopes into.
Yeah, the best ones stay out of the way.
Right. There's plenty of guys out there who simply aren't that good at evaluating what they're seeing in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has to be a factor.
The crazy part about this is, like, how do you not? Like, there's four elite level quarterbacks in this league.
Right.
How are those not just the four names on this list?
Correct.
Like, when your options are Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, and Jackson, who aren't like old heads. They're not like Aaron Rodgers in their late 30s, early 40s. Like, these guys are in the primes of their career. Start a franchise with one of those four or Drake May. And two guys went, nah.
Drake May.
Drake May.
What about Dak? How many votes he got?
None on this list.
Zero.
Chef Ed weighing in saying Jordan Love is just above average, kind of like Baker Mayfield. The irony there is Baker Mayfield on the list with two votes.
Two votes.
I like Baker more than Love, though.
Which is fair. I mean, Baker's done the last 2 years.
You like Baker because he's like Favre.
Probably a little bit of that. And Keith Jackson.
You're going to be saying that in your head the rest of the day.
Probably.
You're going to be doing your cardio at the gym.
Why, you don't like Baker?
I do. I like him. But I'm just saying, I think you like him because he reminds you of the quarterback that you played with.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to. Did you put the Keith Jackson thing on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exterior poll?
I did indeed.
All right. I'd be interested to know where we are on that bad
boy. Did you put Brett on there?
I
as a third option?
I didn't think people were going to understand that reference.
Oh,
based
they'll
on
understand.
Just, there's a lot you got going on there, Chewy.
It's a good statement in general for you, pal.
I'm weird.
When I need to get somewhere in time and in style, I use Accutrans Group. They're my trusted ride during ESPN's shows that I do during the football season, and they are our preferred transportation for Green Bay game day. At Good Karma Brands, we rely on them for our partners because they know how to handle everything from corporate travel and conventions to private events and tailgate. They learn your preferences, they're always on time, and they make booking simple. And I always tell you guys, this time of year, it is the perfect opportunity to use Accutrans for your kiddos' fall dances. Let them take them to dinner. Let them take them to the dance. Let them sit in the parking lot and let them get them home safely. Book your safe and reliable transportation at AccutransGroup.com. That's AccutransGroup.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it. He said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It is a Wendorf Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Tony Wendorf and Associates, First Weber Group. They believe in the human side of real estate. Faith, family, friends. They move fast, negotiate with confidence, and communicate clearly so their clients win, no matter if it's buying or selling. Get started today, WendorfTeam.FirstWeber.com.
I oftentimes enjoy, this is a little peek behind the curtain for you folks, scrolling through our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy show text chain. Our little chat that we have going on, right? And there's a lot of football. There's a lot of Packers. There's a Brewer story every now and again. But every once in a while, we get a wild one. And Joshy was the deliverer of a wild one yesterday. Front end loader helps Milwaukee County Zoo elephant get off ground. And sure enough, if you open up the tweet and you check out the story, there it is. It's a front end loader scooping up an elephant at the Milwaukee County Zoo. I'm ignorant to all this type of stuff. I had to ask Gabe Neitzel. Gabe, how much does an elephant weigh?
Smaller ones are 3 tons. They can weigh up to, I believe, 7 tons.
7 tons. Now, I'm not sure this was a 7-ton
elephant.
No,
this one looks like it's closer to the 3-ton variety of elephant.
So apparently, Chew, the story is the, well, just so you know, it's a 44-year-old elephant. Ruth is her name, which is appropriate for an older lady. She's arthritic, and because she has arthritis, she has a tough time getting up. So they just got the old scooper, you know, the big scooper.
Yeah. How long do elephants live?
Into their 50s. So I did a little elephant research based on the curiosity around this. Mm-hmm. I did also watch the interview with somebody at the zoo. It was a director.
I thought you were going to say, so I did watch Dumbo last night.
No flying elephants. They believe that she tripped on something, causing her to fall, then putting in her a position that made it difficult for her to get up. After they picked her up, she did go back to her enclosure, where they did like blood tests and checked on her, and she seemed fine at the time of the news story that I was watching, which is all positive. But, I mean, it was shocking to see, because I follow there's a thing that kind of tweets out the police blotter of Milwaukee area, and it said fire department called for an elephant that can't get up. And I thought, is that the right people to call. I guess who else do you call? Would you better be calling like a construction company?
Life alert.
A crane. I can't get up.
I mean, how does an elephant sleep?
I believe they do lay down.
They do lay down.
Well, then how the hell is it going to get back up again?
Well, because usually, so this elephant, if you watch the video, she's on her.
She can never lay down again.
She's like on her side. Right, so it was tough for her to get back up. Like, usually if you see an elephant, like, lay down in the enclosure, like, they're more laying down, like, on their legs. Kind of like you see, and then it's easier to kind of just plant and stand
Sounds
up.
Like the and thing it, should be doing little kettlebells or something with the trunk to work those hamstrings and quads.
By the way, 9,500 pounds is the weight of this elephant.
Oh, wow.
So that's a five?
Four and a half tons. Yeah, four
so
and a half.
What, did they scoop her up or did they put like straps under her? And
It seemed they filled the bucket with hay.
I knew Chewie'd be into the physics of this.
Yeah.
So they filled the bucket with hay and then kind of just drove into her and gave her a little lift. And she got up on her own. It wasn't like they fully had to lift her.
Okay.
Once she got that boost, she was good to go.
Had to get us to a spot where she could get her legs underneath her and then walk away under her own power.
I think it also matters like where she was laying, because if you're laying in your enclosure, it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
And this seemed to be a little bit of like a hillier terrain because it's where they kind of walk around.
See, now I would have got like the truck, you know, where the gate drops down and then pop that under her butt.
You mean like the semi truck one?
Yeah. Well, not as big as a semi, but you've seen them before where the lift goes down. So
you think that's going to lift 9,000 pounds?
She probably doesn't need the 9,000, probably like 2,000, because she's helping out some, you know?
Sounds like she is, actually.
Just a spotter. All she needs is a spotter.
I think your dimensions are way off.
Well, shocking.
I think you need to go to the zoo and see how big an elephant is.
The show that does and the math for football records.
But those things are those are expensive. I'm sure it was the cities, though.
Well, it's like when the Deep Thought or whatever the boat was called, they had to, you know, figure out how to get that
crane
boat,
for that thing.
How to get the boat out of the water.
I am curious on how fast they were able to turn around a front end loader being driven to the zoo into the enclosure, then to lift it. It all seemed like it took place in like an hour.
Yeah, you just throw up a bat signal for a front loader. Is that how that works? You just got somebody on
people
a speed
come
dial?
Running. She would have the elephants.
Oh, that's true. If you say that an animal is in, I'll tell you, I told you guys about the turtle, right? That we were driving along and there was a big old, what are those called?
Snapping turtle?
Snapping turtle is
exactly
what it is.
Yeah, don't get near those.
Oh, it was vicious.
Yeah.
But it was in the middle of the road and I told you that a car was like, boom, hit it. Right in front of us. My daughter was screaming.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was bad, Chew. I thought I told you guys this story. No. Anyway, the point is, cars were lining up to help the snapping turtle, right? Again, not as kind and gentle and friendly as an elephant, but to help it get off the road and get back to the pond. Yeah, when animals are in trouble, there's a lot of people who are like, their hearts start like, you know, bleeding a little bit, if you will.
Yes.
I got to tell you, he mentioned Dumbo. Dumbo is the worst Disney movie.
Isn't it? It's pretty sad.
Very sad.
So incredibly
brutal.
Sad.
I haven't brushed
taken away
up on my
from
Dumbo.
His mom in the beginning of the movie. I mean, what's worse? Bambi, where the mom
probably
gets...
Probably Bambi gets... She gets blammed. Yeah.
But it happens off camera.
And late in the film.
Yeah.
Bambi gets a lot of time with mom, right? They develop, you know, and then but right at the beginning of Dumbo, they're ripping him away from his mother, and then everybody's making fun of his big ears. That hits close to home. So,
was that anti-circus?
Do you have big ears?
Are you serious? Have we never talked about this? My dad used to say, "Man, if we pinned those back, you'd be a lot faster."
I think I'd remember that conversation if we had it previously.
You got tears in my eyes. This is bringing up some childhood trauma for sure, you guys.
Well, they used to. I told you they call me fish lips. That was very hurt back in the day.
Because you have nice lips? Is that what it was?
No, well, they were big when I was a kid and I was cross-eyed. Imagine that look. I got to bring a picture of the glasses my parents made me wear.
How did you go cross-eyed again? There was a story.
My brothers.
Yeah.
Stood too close to him.
True.
I can never remember his story and then the one from Christmas Vacation where she got kicked by a mule.
I don't know.
But then got kicked and they uncrossed.
Yeah.
Got kicked again.
We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We are all very happy that Ruth has been saved, that the front loader came to the rescue at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Guys, I want to tell you about my friends over at Potawatomi, man. They always have such great stuff going on. And let me just get to my Potawatomi moment here. They're doing a thing called Gather and Grow. The reason I need to read it is because it's a new thing they're doing at Potawatomi, okay? It's a limited time showcase of foods from independent farms and producers across Wisconsin. Let's gather to celebrate the bounty of the state that we call home. It's a fresh farm-to-table dining experience unlike any other at Potawatomi Casino Milwaukee. Tickets and more information are available at potawatomi.com. That's P-O-T-A-W-A-T-O-M-I.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff earlier.
From one white stiff to another? I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
In my mind when she's not right there beside me.
Great Midwest Bank has been helping families and neighbors across Wisconsin reach their financial goals for more than 90 years. They believe that banking should be personal, just like it was when they first started. When you choose Great Midwest Bank, you're choosing a team that's focused on making your banking experience easy and stress-free. Whether you need a checking account, a mortgage, advice on your financial journey, the local experts are available to guide you every step of the way. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com to start your journey with us. Great Midwest Bank, where homegrown values meet practical, straightforward banking. Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we're talking about the Packers taking on the Lions this weekend in a big Week 1 matchup. I asked this of Adam Schefter earlier this morning, guys. What is the best game on the ledger this week? I mean, man, it is loaded. Obviously, it starts with the Cowboys and Eagles, and there will be a lot of eyes on that just a lot because of a lot of the drama that Jerry created this offseason, in addition to it being the defending, I almost said national champs. Get out of college, Jen.
And I guess technically they're still, you know, national champs.
Yes.
NFL plays internationally, but no teams internationally.
Look, I think beyond the Packers-Lions game, which I think should be a doozy, should be a barn burner, I think I'm looking at that Bills-Ravens game, guys. I mean, again, Lamar versus Josh and those two teams, and they're constantly, you know, fighting for, you know, the top bill in the AFC. There's a part of me that's very excited.
I'll be locked into Vikings Bears
Monday night.
I want to see what those offenses and quarterbacks look like.
How about Pittsburgh Jets?
Not really.
How bad is Rodgers going to get booed? Or will he get booed?
Yeah, he's getting booed.
He's getting booed?
Of course he's getting booed.
Kansas City.
New York. Of course he's getting booed.
Friday night Kansas City at the Chargers. That's solid.
Yeah. It's a good game. I mean, a lot of these games end up being divisional games.
I love it.
You love the divisional games early?
I love it right away. Make it matter. You know? I think I'm with you, Joshy, but I had forgotten that that's the Monday night game is the Bears-Vikings. And you got J.J. McCarthy, and you let's see what Ben Johnson can do with Caleb Williams, etc.
We're going to be able to feel some shart and farter regardless. Someone's going to lose.
So that's why Josh
gonna
is look bad. Really gonna looking win. Forward to it.
Yes.
So he's going to be able to dunk on someone come Tuesday.
The goal is
he's...
for them both to look like shite and...
Uh-huh.
Say that right.
I don't know if
yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah. dumped. God bless America. We were
the game's
doing so
only,
well.
Only one. Minnesota favored by one.
Oh, I didn't even look at the lines. Hold yeah. on. Let me pull up the thing. I had it here on my computer. Week one games.
I mean, I'm not doing it with the Bears. Nope. Sorry.
You refused.
Yep.
You have refused.
Take your 7-10 and go away.
It's up to 2.5 for the Pack now. Micah Parsons kind of shifting that line by a point.
All right. Like yeah. it. Dig it. Some of these are afterthoughts for me. I really am not interested in the Texans and the Rams.
You mean Cardinals Saints doesn't get you fired up?
He said that. No, not Cardinals Saints. No, he was.
I said Pitt new.
Yeah,
Pitt
you said Chiefs
Jets.
Chargers.
What about tomorrow night's game?
No, I'm into it. I'll watch it for sure. Yeah, first football game of the season, man.
It's the first real football game. We actually finally get a varsity game.
I'm excited to watch the Eagles run all over the Cowboys. They tried to fix, and this is no disrespect to Kenny Clark, love him, wish him the best. They ain't going to stop Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. Not going to happen.
Do you see what the line is on that game?
No, what is it?
8.5?
You see what the line is on that game? Way to volunteer it.
Right?
It's 8.5.
Are you looking at the...
Why does it say NBC plus one?
Is it because it's
on NBC?
Right, let me see what he's looking at.
And
here.
I think plus one is
he's looking at the TV network.
I know, but why plus one?
Probably because it's on more than one network.
Oh,
on...
because that's the number of places it's being broadcast.
So just the one?
Okay, so the
well, no. It's being so he's on ESPN.com, and at the top of the page, it's got the two teams, and it's telling you where it's broadcast. And ESPN recently has changed everything now, where it lists all the places it's being broadcast. So NBC plus one. So whatever, I'm guessing, whatever Spanish broadcast it's going to be a part of. So it says NBC plus one, as in there is another place it's also being broadcast.
Okay, so there's a chance that Minnesota and the Bears are not a one-point favorite.
It's a one.
What a dumb thing to do.
Oh my God.
It's 1.5. Okay. Minnesota's favored by a point.
You got lucky there, buddy.
It's a point and a half.
Reading comprehension. CYA. On this program. Good grief.
CYA.
What is your deal?
I don't have one.
Why would you think that's where the line would be, where there's no team listed?
I'm going to watch Carolina Jacksonville.
NBC's favored by a point over Fox? Like, why did you think it said NBC plus one?
I want the over-under of how many games Chewy is going to watch this opening weekend.
Okay? I get a little burnt out from college, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So Saturday, you're going to go wall-to-wall, and then Sunday, you're just going to smatter?
It's like, total, you're just going to end up watching like 2.5 games. He's going to watch little bits and pieces of every game.
That doesn't count.
No.
In order for the game to count, it's got to be at least a quarter.
Okay,
I'm saying total quarters, total time added up, it's going to be like 2.5
games. Tomorrow I'll watch, Friday I'll watch because the weather's going to stink.
Yeah, but you're not watching the full games.
No, not the full games. And then I'll bounce around the noon games on Sunday and then the pack, and then you got Baltimore, Buffalo.
I stand by a total of 2.5.
Total?
I gotta be
when
honest.
You add up all the quarters.
Okay, that noon slate on Sunday is bad.
Can I be extremely honest?
Yeah.
I could care less about your viewing habits.
No, not true, because when the texts start flying, he ignores me. If he doesn't like what's going on, and I've been known to poke the bear, he'll ignore me.
Yeah, but he doesn't care if you're watching, like, Eagles-Cowboys tomorrow night.
Who pokes the bear more, though, between the two of you jokers? Push?
I'll
just go
bear,
to bed.
I poke the bear more. He just doesn't realize when I'm poking.
No. My thing is, where am I going to watch the Packer game? I haven't decided yet.
Again.
What are the options?
Huh?
What are the options?
Lake on the back deck. The Dousman House, at home.
Three different places you're going to watch the game, all of them your
home.
Well,
I have a fear. Should I say it?
Do you think
my wife might be scheduling something where the only TV in the house is a 24-inch TV with rabbit ears? And it ain't happening. Not on opening day.
Do you think you might take a bathroom break at halftime?
Where?
I'm trying to describe how inane this discussion is.
No, hold on a minute. I got one thing for you, though, Joshy. I got a birthday party, okay? Layla, 7 years old, they scheduled a birthday party during the Packers game on Sunday. I read the invitation and was like...
Poor self-awareness.
Bad parenting.
Okay, well, I guess she's going to go, but I certainly will not be there. We can't be doing that, right?
No, unless
PSA,
you have...
PSA, do not schedule birthday parties during the Packers game.
Unless you have a watch party for the adults. You got a TV for the adults off to the side.
That's fair.
Again, you
but he'll watch it at home because he's afraid to venture out because there's a fear that they may lose to Detroit, and he doesn't want to be amongst people and be miserable.
You couldn't describe me more poorly and inaccurately.
Where are you watching the game?
I watch every game at home because I have to pay attention. I can't be at a bar drinking. And I also
you
can't...
You just watch the GameCast the next day.
I also can't show up here and go, yeah, I didn't watch, but I looked at the box score so I know the game.
Just show of hands, who can do that? No, that's where you're supposed to raise your hand, Chew. There it is. Okay, there it is.
I can watch the box score and tell you.
Well, I know. It's unbelievable here. I am going to pick a random game from last year, and we're going to play this game just to show how incredible you are at this game.
Oh, way to put pressure on me.
What do you mean?
All right, go ahead. You're
what
fine.
What do you care? Just give me a second to pull up.
If you fail,
a...
what's going to happen?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Once again.
So what do you care? That whatever happens here.
Is this... The game really doesn't even matter.
I was not going to pick a Packers game. I am just picking a random game. What do you need from the team stats?
Give me third down conversions.
Third down conversions. One team, 3 of 13. The other, 4 of 13.
Ooh, that's bad. Give me total yards.
One had 378. The other had 310.
Holy cow. Give me turnovers.
Turnovers. One team had one turnover. The other team had zero. The team that was 3 of 13... 378 yards, had zero turnovers. The team that had 310 yards had one turnover.
That sounds like a 13-10.
Okay, this is bad. Falcons 27, Cowboys 21.
Okay. Oh. Well, you knew it was close because of the turnover, third down conversion. How did they score their damn points?
It's a great question.
They just converted on first and second down a lot, presumably?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins was 19-24, 3 TDs.
Watch out for the Falcons.
I'm sleeping on them this year.
I think they're a playoff team this year.
You're insane. Yeah, I got to pick a not sleeping on team this year.
I thought it was the Bucks.
No, they're good. How about San Fran?
Don't sleep on San Fran.
They have like top 10 Super Bowl odds, don't they?
You can think about it. You don't just have to sleep on the first team that comes to your mind.
Not sleep on San Fran.
Who's sleeping on the Niners?
A lot of people. I'm trying to get back in their good graces, okay?
No, you don't care.
No,
that
I don't.
That ship has sailed.
Okay. Come on. It is gone.
If you've ever dreamed of having a more beautiful, organized space, you got to check out Closets by Design. Doug and his team in Mequon were amazing coming out to my house, assessing my situation. And let me tell you guys, it was crazy. A lot of clothes, a lot of years doing television, a lot of chaos in my closet. But they did the consultation, they did the final install, they listened, customized every detail, and brought my vision to life. They are locally owned, a trusted national brand, of course, but they deliver expert design with personal touch, and you can get 40% off, plus an extra 15% off, and take advantage of 18-month financing. Visit closetsbydesign.com or call 1-800-BUY-DESIGN, and don't forget to tell them that Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Bumble is a dating app.
It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we, for once, grow up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys have heard me talking about BetterHelp. It's an online therapy platform that I believe can really help if you are struggling. I've been doing therapy for over 15 years. And look, guys, when life gets a little overwhelming, the best thing I can do is hop on the phone with my therapist. That's what BetterHelp is trying to do, trying to make it convenient for you to get help. You go to their website, betterhelp.com, and you put in time out, you're going to get 10% off your first month. And here's the thing, guys. They do an initial matching work for you. You can focus on your therapy goals, tell them some of the things you've been dealing with. It's a short questionnaire. It will help them figure out your needs and preferences. Look, they've got 10 years of experience in the space. So typically, they're going to get it right the first time when they're matching you with a therapist. But if you're not happy with your match, guys, it is so easy to switch. Again, that site is betterhelp.com/timeout for 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/timeout. Take a look at the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity exterior polls this morning. When you hear the name Keith Jackson, ooh, who do you think of first?
I'm curious.
67% of people say the broadcaster.
What about Brett?
Wasn't an option.
Yeah, they didn't put that on the poll. And
not a lot of true Packer fans out there. That's what I'm learning.
Not
a reliable poll, man.
Guy has 10 touchdowns in a Super Bowl year. It's the guy you should be thinking of. That's all I'm saying. Okay. A lot of people telling on themselves.
Goldberg saying, it depends on how you say it. It's Keith Jackson as the announcer, as opposed to Keith Jackson. Fair?
We call him KJ.
Your guy or the announcer?
Our guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other guy ever do one of your college games, or are you guys too bad?
I'll tell you a story tomorrow.
William Tausch is next on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.